Who's reading? Oh, Akiva, you are. Mm-hmm. All right. Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the case of the rat that attacked the chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Right? It was, and it bit it. All right. So Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Start with Gemara.
Rabbi Shmuel Levi, the Amri. Machnis yado lefnim ubodek. So you put your finger, Yada's finger in this case, into the face and you check.
No, not into the face. Inside. Lefnim means inside.
Lefnim. Inside and check, okay?
Right, so now you stick your finger inside. So remember, look, here's our diagram. Right, so look at our diagram. This is a beautiful picture, right? Mm. You stick the finger into the mouth of the chicken, right? And you push up, right? You push up. So now, if...
Im...
Are you okay there, Rafaka?
What?
Say again, or...
You seem a little busy.
I'm messaging a Turkish man.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, so if the vatsveits, the ola...
If juice arises, what? The brain juice...
I should say, I don't think it's juice, it's more like
fluid.
Tissue.
I think of it as gray matter.
Right. Gray matter, all right. If brain tissue emerges, okay,
really
what do you say?
Juice.
I don't think it means juice, but I don't think the brain is juice. I mean, it's trefa, right?
Fluid. Whatever, but ola, it rises. Trefa, it's trefa, in lab, and if it doesn't, it's kosher.
Okay. So the halavai, we could just stop here, right? Because that would be easy. So what's the Gemara telling you? The Gemara is telling you, you have a very simple method that, to what it called, to determine, to ascertain whether the bite that took place on the animal, on the chicken, is something that caused the trefa. So what do you do? Stick your finger inside and just push up, right? And if brains come out, you know one thing for sure.
Trefa.
It's trefa. It's only what's the problem? The problem is, how many membranes does the brain, underneath the skull, how many membranes are there?
Two.
So it turns out there's another machlokas somewhere else that, presents an issue here. Yes. The Gemara Menhem and Aleph introduces us to the idea of membranes and brains. Okay? Now, of course, does this only mean this is both chickens and animals? There's animals in general, not just cows, animals in general. So what does the Gemara say? Yeah, so Nikid Krum Shomoa.
A hole that's close to the brain, Rav Shmuel, the Amrei, for I they both say.
Good.
So there's a membrane, the upper membrane.
Right, meaning so, like this. Meaning, when is it treif?
When there's a hole in the upper membrane.
Good. So when the outer membrane's penetrated, what do you say?
Treif.
It's treif.
Robert Schmuel says treif.
Right, the afal gav.
The afal gav, the low ini cave tata.
Even if what?
Even though there's no puncture in the inner membrane.
Inner membrane, good.
But
then it's a machlokas. Other sheet to say what?
Some say that there's that it's trape if there's it's only trape if there's a hole in both.
Well, okay, let's read this carefully. Ad de inkev tasa means what?
Until the puncture.
Meaning?
Puncture of the inner membrane.
It has to be that the bottom one has to be conscious more. They don't clarify though whether or not the top one has to be either.
Okay, so what would you think? Let's just be rational here.
Both.
Right? You would say that, when is it a trefa? It's a trefa when both membranes are punctured.
How would you know?
Both.
Only the inner ones.
No. Now, go back to the Gemara Nun Vav. That's it.
Can't finish.
That's it. That's all we need to do. We're going to that point. So now the Gemara Nun Vav says what? The Gemara says, Hanicha l'man
d'amar.
That's good
for the one who says.
Hanicha. Raman Damar, it's good for the ones that say ad demenike kruma until there's a hole in the
inner one.
It doesn't even say inner.
No, ad deminkav karma tasa.
Karma tasa.
Meaning what? Well, stop. Meaning what? Meaning
yes, both of them.
Right. So meaning the bedika check will work well according to the position that holds. Both membranes have to have a hole in it, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise. There's, again, think about it. If you require a hole in the outside and the inside membrane, so the Bedika test is a great test. Yes. What's it going to check for? Holes.
Juice.
Right, because when you push up, meaning that if the outer membrane were sealed and the inner membrane had a hole in it, right, what's the implication?
It's not possible.
It's not going to come out.
If there's a hole in the inner,
would it not be out? Yeah, I don't know. What if...
It's not possible.
Really, the chicken had like a bronchitis.
Okay, but...
And it was coughing too much. And then coughing too much, it suffered some sort of bizarro inner membrane-itis.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes, as I said. I held a needle down the brain. I had to...
Well, needles do travel quite
well. Right, I held the needle...
Isn't the inner layer very tough?
No, the inner layer is actually the halfback. The inner layer is weak.
Does it really?
Yeah.
For a human, it's tough.
Okay. But what? So for some reason, so if this happens, right? If I do a Bodika test, if I push up, right?
Just will work beautifully in B, but not work beautifully in A.
Correct. Very good. Right? Okay, good.
That's what this is saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about the one hole in the lower, not the upper.
The machlokes and the rush. But I'm saying the implication is if you hold both, obviously if the outer one were punctured and the inner one were okay, it shouldn't be a trefa. You need both.
It should be kosher.
It should be kosher, right?
Of course.
Okay. Ella, is that clear so far? Any questions? Right? Good?
No,
okay.
So clear.
Ella Laman Damar, you gave Eleha. So, even.
No, so rather the position
rather,
that holds.
Rather the position that holds a hole in the upper.
Which means
there's no hole in the lower.
Right, so that sheet to hold, that sheet to hold an, a hole in the outer membrane is a trefa, but not the inner one, which is case A,
yeah,
right?
Nichush.
So what's the question going to be? The Gemara's question is going to be...
Common nichush period.
What? A nichush, nichush, dilma, ila, inkav, tasa, lo inkav. You have a problem. The Bedika test won't work. Why won't it work?
There's not a hole in the second layer.
In the, which one's the second layer?
The inner layer.
Right. So when I push up, what do you say?
No,
brain tissue is going to come out, right? Okay. So now this is the answer that's coming up. Should strike you as quite odd. Because what does
maybe
the Gemara now say?
Does the Bedika...
What's saying? So the Gemara says, just get the answer.
Continue?
Yeah,
I Isa, the Nikev Eleha Tisa.
I'll tell you the answer.
Once
there is a hole in the upper one, Tasa.
Tisa, Agav Rochachaya.
Roche Mifka Paka. What does that mean?
On account of its tenderness, of course.
Right. So it turns right, he's right.
10th century.
Right.
That's a little
statistic of mine. So it turns out that since the inner membrane's weak, right, so what's going to happen when I do the Bedika?
It'll burst.
It'll burst through? Right, okay. So now we must stop and ask what question? No. Think about it. A quarter of the side that holds, you need a hole in both, right? So what are you going to do? So when you do Bedika, let's assume you don't know if there's a hole in both. Right, you don't know, right? What are you going to do the second you do the Bedika? You're going to make a hole in both! You will make a hole in both.
It's amazing, it's a purely conceptual. No,
but I'm saying, but think about how crazy that it is. The sheet that it holds, you need a hole in both for it to be trafe. They're going to say, but how do you check for that?
Making a hole.
Right, because either way, because if there were a hole in both, the brain's going to come out. And if there wasn't a hole in both, if there was not a hole in both, the brains will still come out also, because there's a hole in the outer one. It's only in the case of the hole is, there's no hole in the outer one, that the brains won't come out.
Did anybody say that it won't work?
No, it's amazing. It's completely
stop saying that.
Why is it bad?
But there's another problem, though. What's the other problem? Another problem. Come on. What other question you asked us, Gemara?
What's the Havim
Mishka? Which Shita?
Within the side that says only one. The first side, if they hold, it's going to burst the bottom one, and then you can check.
Correct.
What's the first
right.
One?
That to me is an important question. What's the Havim Mishka? Meaning that the side that says that it's only one membrane, meaning that the outer membrane needs a hole, but the inner membrane does not, right? And the Gemara says, how's the Bedika test going to help? So the answer is, because when you push up, it penetrates, it'll puncture through the inner membrane. But isn't that obvious? If that's such an obvious thing, what was the Havamina? Meaning the Havamina knows, this is important, the Havamina knows full well that
it's
if I soft. Push up into, that it's soft. And yet for some reason, it's still saying, maybe it's not a good Bedika. Okay. So a lot to define.
Josh, what's your
star? The methodology, what's the first thing we should define? Which Machlokas?
Between Rav Shmuel and others.
What?
Outer versus both.
Good. Outer versus both. That's the first thing we should define. What's the machlokas? The outer membrane versus both outer and inner membrane.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
So the
good. So the question is how you look at it. Really the machlokas is how you look at the inner membrane. Right? There's two ways you can look at it. Right? Either you're going to say the inner membrane's a cover over the brain. Right? And therefore it'd be no different than the outer membrane.
Yeah.
They're both functioning as there's two layers of protection that the chicken has. Okay, there's the outer membrane and the inner membrane. Those are just two, like it's like forts, right? Fort one, fort two, and then you got the brain. Maybe the other side's saying that no, what's the inner membrane? Like you're saying that he wants to differentiate between the function of the inner brain and the outer brain. meaning that what is the inner brain really? The inner brain, you can't deny the fact the inner membrane in some way does protect the brain. But if you look at it in an abstract way as really just being an extension of the brain itself, right, then there's really no real inner membrane to speak of.
It doesn't have shame brain.
Well, no, it has shame brain.
No, the outer layer.
The outer layer does not, correct.
You would say Amy's looking at the inner brain as the brain itself rather than understanding is it a question of substance or utility?
Why, as we get hyper-Aristotelian, what do you mean?
because I don't see, no one would say that the inner layer of the membrane is a part of the brain. Rather than say that, how do we look at this? Do we look at these two discrete layers or really utility?
No, think about it. Once you go through the outer layer, what has now taken place? According to the sheet that it holds, it's an extension of the brain.
Once you go through the outer layer?
Yeah. Exactly. Right, now you expose the brain.
Yeah.
That's the point. You've exposed the brain. Because the inner membrane is simply a part of the brain itself. We define it as part of the brain. So once I go through the outside, what have I now done? This helps out a lot to understand how the bdika is going to work. That's why I want to go in this direction. Right?
This is the direction I want to go as opposed to saying that it's just a question of removing the utility versus removing...
Yeah, because I wanted to... this is going to help out in how the bdika works. I'll show you why. But, so I think that's the machlokas. Machlokas is that, do you look at the membranes as discrete membranes? And each one's a cover, right? Or do you say, no, the inner membrane's really a part of the brain itself. And I'll put it a different way. There's another way you could put it if you want to put it a little more descriptively. You could say this. You could say that the outer membrane, right, I call it the defense. It's the defense of the, well, how did I put it? It's the, give me a second. I had it in my head in 1 second. You can even argue the inner membrane has some protective function, but think about its locality. If you look at it, where it's actually located, right, the inner membrane is located on the brain itself, right? It follows the waves of the brain. So on a physical level, you could argue that it's connected to the brain, it's part of the brain. Whereas the outer membrane is not actually attached to the brain, right?
Yeah.
It's attached to the inner layer of the skull, so to speak.
So can you say two ways of categorizing it in just the smallest terms?
What do you mean?
Like, what are the two possible ways of looking at the inner layer?
Either it's part of the brain, or it's its own independent defense of the brain. And that's a simple, not really simple. Once I penetrate the outer layer, what do I have? Do I simply have gotten through one layer of defense? Or is the brain now exposed? Since the inner membrane has a quality of brain in it.
How do you check that without breaking?
Oh, whoa. Who said anything about checking?
You did.
Now we're going to get to checking. You'll see.
Everybody understands the outer layer or no? Outer layer is the same thing.
Outer layer is the same thing. Everyone agrees the outer layer is defense.
Right.
I mean, you're right in utility because you could argue, but I don't want to think that the inner membrane doesn't have the utility of defense. I'm saying because it's attached to the brain, it's considered an extension of the brain itself. You understand?
You're saying there's external protectors and then there's the internal body.
What?
You're saying there's just two things. There's the external layer and the internal body.
Right.
There's no internal idea.
Right. So now why does this answer the bdika thing? Now we'll get the bdika. Why does this answer the bdika question beautifully? This way of learning. It's a beautiful answer. This is why I think you have to learn this way.
According to one that's part of the brain, then it's easy. It's just, what's coming out is the inner membrane also.
But you still
doesn't matter. You've got brain.
Right, exactly. In other words,
that's great. What about the inner? What about the one that holds the defender?
You still won't say,
the brain is now exposed. So, of course, it doesn't matter that I'm ripping through it, right?
It's all good for that one.
Because I'm not ripping through an inner membrane. What's the Havmina? What's the Havmina of that? You'll be a little creative here. There's a maskana is going to, well, the first I was going to say that you need to be bodek to see if it comes out. It only comes out through both, and you know it's strafe. Because you need both defense layers have to be gone. The second side is going to say
didn't we say that you puncture when you are bodek? You puncture the second layer. So how can you say it's a valid bdika?
So the havmina, right. So that question and the havmina of this position are also going to have one svara. What's the havmina?
Which side?
But you want to know how does someone do a bdika? If what? If
you puncture the second layer when you do the bdika.
We do bdika, right?
There is no second layer. According to
the second side. What about the first side?
The side that holds that is a protective layer.
According to
the
second
and if it wasn't punctured at the time of the initial puncture, then it would still be kosher.
It's a good question. Which is, what are you doing at the end of the day?
According
to the side that holds, you need two holes.
Right.
You're going to do bdika no matter what,
right?
So in doing bdika, what are you going to do?
You're going to puncture the
inner membrane.
Right, so
Could be. But I want to know the Hamina for the other way. Meaning that, why would you think? The Gemara knows, everyone knows the inner membrane is weak.
Yeah.
It's a weak, right? So what was the Hamina? Mm-hmm. So what do you say?
As long as there's some kind of protection, we don't care.
Mm-hmm. As long as there's some kind of protection, we don't care. What does that mean?
In the sense that...
So you can argue that. What's the purpose of Bedika? What are you doing when you check something?
Investigate the realities of this.
Right, you're trying to investigate, is there a problem here or not? Okay? Now, in this method of Bedika, what are you doing?
Altering the object.
Worse than that.
You're causing
damage. Okay? So Hamina is going to say that you can't speak of a Bedika as being a real Bedika if in the act of Bedika you're causing damage. How could that be? Well, you are, because you're penetrating through the inner membrane.
If only one member is punctured.
Fine, but let's assume it's a chazaka, you are, right? So you're causing damage. So that's mafkia, the shem bedika.
Mm-hmm.
So kamashman, then no. Since we say that it's as if the brain is exposed, right?
There's no damage.
But that's only according to A.
No, according to B. A is a good question. Josh's question is on
Do
A.
Do you have an answer for it?
Not yet. No. We have to go through the machlokas rishonim to get to that point. Okay? Yeah. All right, so again, so machlokas is how you look at the inner membrane. Is the inner membrane really a part of the brain itself, right? And that's certainly justified by its locale. Or do you say no, that that really are two separate covers, all right? And then the Bedika question becomes very nice because if you say Bedika by definition cannot be something that causes damage, and this is going to be an important point as we get through this. The case is going to come up where running a needle across the brain to check if there's a hole around the head. But by using bedika, if the bedika causes damage, that's mafkia the shame bedika. Kamash malan, that no, since the inner membrane is part of the brain, right? So in pushing up, even if you break through the inner membrane, what do we say? You're just pushing the brain out because that's considered part of the brain. Nice, simple, right?
Right.
Isaac.
Yeah, Nikkei.
All right, so the rush brings down those machlokas we're showing.
Maybe Rabbi Chait wrote this.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, Nikkei.
Nikkei, no, Yud Aleph. Yeah.
Yeah. Nikkei Krum Shel. Do you want me to read? I do. Prepared this, okay. Nikkei Krum Shel Moach. So there's a. Moach, yeah. There's a hole close to the brain. Rabu Shmuel.
The membrane of the brain.
The membrane of the brain. Nikkei Krum. Yeah, there's a hole in the membrane near the of the brain. So Rabu Shmuel. What's that?
Vilevi. Don't worry about the man, Vilevi.
Alright, Vilevi. Damre. Kruma Eleha. So there's a...
they say the outer membrane. Vamila Kruma Desa. Others say the inner membrane. Okay, Parashrashi.
Parashrashi. Kruma Eleha V'afal Gav Delo Ini Kev
to. Right, so we say the outer membrane, even if it hasn't penetrated the inner membrane.
Val Damre Le Kruma
Tesa.
Tata, low
perish. Because I cheated. I told you guys that what the sheet that holds Krum Tasa is holding what?
Tata, Tasa.
It's holding what? It's a sock for the brain.
No, in other words, when I said, there's the original way, I said the way you should learn the Gemara is that the side that holds Tasa, that holds Krum Tasa is holding what?
That it's part of the
brain. No, forget the Svar. It's both. Krum Tasa means both. Right? That both layers are penetrated, right? But now, what's he about to say?
The needle.
Perish Rashi, but Rashi never says that. Rashi never says what Tasa is, Krum Tasa. He doesn't say that. So therefore,
V'yesh Sfarim Shekatuv Behen. We have Sfarim that are written in them. V'amrei La Ad D'inik
Ad D'in Krum Tasa. What is that? What's the difference there?
Until there's a
meaning. No. Why would that be both?
Only one layer.
Rav
Shmuel. Only Tasa. Your case in the middle, right there.
It's only when.
Until.
When bottom one.
Meaning what? Right. Meaning. So what's the real one we're worried about?
Tasa.
The bottom one. We're worried about the bottom one.
What kind of a swar for that is there?
I don't know. That's a good question. Keep going.
Unire shakach haita
Gersas Rashi.
Gersas Rashi. Ulakach lo hatzorech leparesh.
The memela mashva.
The memela mashva. The beinyan.
The inkov travaya. Let's be careful. Because if you hold the bottom one is the one that has to have a hole in it, right? How does that imply, therefore, it must be both?
Because how else would it happen?
Right. In other words, like this. In other words,
no.
Yeah. No needles. Stop with the needles.
Okay? How do I stop with the needles?
In other words, in position C, is saying like this. Position C is saying that this is the Iker one, right? The Iker, is the inner membrane. The only thing is that the only way for the inner membrane to get punctured is via an outer injury.
What about like a internal question or something like that? Can I?
Okay, but here's the problem. The problem is that forget how you check for it. Right, that's the problem. How would you know?
There never be a chiyuv v'nika.
How would you know if there's an inner membrane?
I'm saying there never be a chiyuv v'nika.
Right. Exactly. It can't generate a chiyuv v'nika because how can you check for it?
Right.
It'd be impossible.
No, you check. How could you? You could check by putting. You couldn't check.
No, you can't check.
Right.
I mean, no way to check of an inner membrane.
But there's not any simanim for a chiyuv v'nika. Really.
Right. So you're right. So what generates a chiyuv v'nika?
The external injury.
The external injury. Okay.
There's a
difficult problem
that we have with
being
that once you push up, it's
going to... All
right, so I'm going to show you.
Zichron Lebracha. Kasav. Av Shalom. Le'al Gabay Chisaron.
Le'al Gabay Chisaron. The Golgolet.
Okay, what's Chisaron Golgolas mean?
Lacking.
What?
In the... Skull.
Skull.
Ah, yeah, it's skull.
So if there's a hole in the skull... She'im nikiv elyon.
She'im nikiv elyon, and there's a hole in the upper
outer membrane. Below hatachton.
Below hatachton, not under.
Without the inner membrane, it's strafe, right? So he holds what?
What?
He learns. Well, he learns. Which Josh? Which one? A.
A is the.
Rabbi Shimshon, right? A.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's Rabbi
Shmuel. Okay.
No, what? No.
We mean right. Yeah.
No, I'm asking to make sure that this is A, right?
Yeah.
Outer
right.
Only. Okay, good.
A is right.
Okay.
One closest.
Good. Why that tachton?
What does that mean?
The lower one. That's okay. By the way, that's
v'tachton. And when, but that's a dalet. This is like Aramaic Hebrew.
No, that tachton rach v'asim linkov. Okay. So the bottom one is very what? It's very
holy.
Soft, and it's and it's very and what's going to happen?
Rach is soft.
It's, inevitably, there's going to be a hole in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Umashma milishono.
Umashma milishono.
And you can imply from what he's
lushon,
good.
She'im nikev hatachton that the hole in the lower.
If there was
membrane,
a hole in the lower one, below ha'elyon.
You're not in the upper one. Kusher, it's kusher.
Right. Why?
Ha'elyon chazak u'miskayem. Umitkayem b'chein.
Right. So I'm saying. So you say. So the side that holds outer, right? Only.
Yeah.
Right, is going to also hold that if we're only in the inner, right, it would be kosher, yeah. Right?
It would only be
again,
in the inner.
The outer one is the tougher defense mechanism. The inner one is the wimpier one.
So
therefore,
aneurysm.
Right. So therefore, or Ariel's needle. So therefore, if the inner one had a hole and the outer one did not have a hole, what do we say? It's kosher. Okay.
But what if you poke a needle? What if you poke a needle from its mouth? Into its brain.
That'd be problematic.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You have to push
it
with
top.
Can you
just
slip in a quick spar for Shimon?
He
says,
yeah.
Now what does Rosh
say? Girsa. Girsa. De inaku.
Tachnon.
Tachnon. De mailta.
De milsa.
De milsa.
De pshitahi.
De pshitahi. De lo mitarfe benekiva
tachnon. And it's also mashma what? That until you penetrate the lower one, right? Until you puncture the lower one, right? It's not treif yet. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam zal pasak lishna kama lechumra.
Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam zichrono lebracha. Psak lishana kama lechumra.
Right, but the riff, this is the hard part. The riff says what? Kasav.
The riff?
Rav Alfas, yeah.
Rav Alfas.
Alfas.
Rav Alfas. Zichrono lebracha. Ksav nakav nakav krum shel moach krama
tasa
treifa.
So what did the riff hold?
He holds that if there's a nekev in the
inner the lower layer, the inner membrane,
Of the
then
brain,
it's treif.
It is treif.
But however, this is amazing. But if there's one in the outer one, Bikrama ilah kshira.
Bikrama ilah kshira. But if there's one in the outer one, it's kosher.
Well, now comes your question you guys asked before.
I'm not really following this.
How would you check this?
Yeah, it's
the riff is saying that ultimately, which one of the two membranes is the essential membrane?
The inner one.
The simple way to learn is the outer membrane is the essential one. The riff says no, the inner one's the essential one. But now you got a problem because according to the riff, the riff's going to say that there's a hole in the inner membrane. It's treif. But the outer one, if the outer one has a hole in it, it's kosher. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So if the cholda bit through the outer one.
So it's the same thing as Rebbe Shmuel.
It's worse. Because he's saying that if the rat bites through the outer, if the rat creates a hole in the outer in the outer membrane, yeah. Right? So now you see the rat bite it, and you got to do bedika now, right?
Okay.
So what's going to happen? Is there a hole at that moment in time? Let's say Josh is, this is the key case. Let's say Josh is wearing his CT scan glasses, okay? The chulda comes along, bites the chicken, creates a hole in the outer membrane, okay? Now, wearing your CT glasses, you can see into the chicken. What do you see? The inner membrane sealed, right? So what would you say at that moment in time? But then you're going to do bedika. And what's going to happen when you do the bedika? You're going to make a treif. How does this work?
So Rabbi Shmuel says that if it bites with
it's very difficult. Very difficult. Like, go on. Keep
so
reading.
Yeah, the CT glasses. Which one? Bekruma?
So the Simanach Chayasa.
The Simanach Chayasa Dematanuach.
Beimocha. Meaning, Venira. Shumafarish Tahani Tre Lishni Pligi Hachi. Right? He learns the Gemara to be two conflicting statements.
Yeah.
Dilishna kama savar da trefus tali bi ilah velopitasa. Because the first lashon seems to say that the trefus is based on the outer membrane, not the inner one. Velishna basra, the second reading, savar da talia bitasa velobila. He reads the Gemara as being so each other, meaning that one Gemara seems to imply the outer one's the essential one, and the other one seems to imply the inner one. So he says that can't be. He says, lo, uposte kalashon sheni. Right? Lefisha Rabbeinu Shmuel bar Nachmani Rival. Rishuv and Levi Mahadri Lemesav Simana Bekromatachton Mashmash Etzarach Lakiro Lefisha Bo Talia Trefus. Okay, Vizikini Ravan Zal Pasak Tibiinan Travayu. All right. So what are we left with? Let's sift through the information. What do we have in front of us?
It's just a lashon. It's referring to the same Gemara. It's referring to the two different gifts.
What?
When he says lashon, like when he's saying that they argue.
No, that's the different gifts. It's the two lashonos from the Gemara.
Oh.
Okay. Now what do we know? Okay, let's just we have to obviously make one obvious step. There's no way to check for what? Right, that's impossible. Right? That's an impossibility. Don't say for 1 second you're able to do that. There's no way you can check only for the inner hole. Yeah. That's impossible. Right? Okay, you're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Okay. What? So what do you do? So with that said, now let's see if we can answer Josh's question. Right, so this whole thing seems bizarre because if the outer hole, if there's a hole in the outer one, it means it's kosher, and only when it's in the inner one do you say it's treif. But then bedik itself always will produce a treifa.
You could dissect down.
No, it won't if the outer hole is intact.
But then you might still have a treifa.
Clarification.
What?
Clarification.
Yes.